The ringing of a bell is a traditional call to prayer. So we allow now the sound of this bell to call us to prayer, leading us into these 20 minutes of stillness and silence, a time in which we become more aware of our deepest desire, which is to hear Jesus speaking directly to us in a way that is personal, intimate. And so in this time of Lectio Divina, this divine reading, this sacred listening, we come with heightened expectation to hear the voice of Jesus for us through this gospel reading. The gospel passage that we are given each day is an opportunity to hear Jesus. We begin by setting aside these moments for prayer, taking a moment to be comfortable. Become aware now of your breathing. Don't try to change it, just be aware. And then maybe a couple of yawns might be a good way to begin filling your lungs with oxygen, helping you to relax. And now, gradually allow your breathing to deepen. As you breathe out all anxiety, all worry, all tension. And on the in-breaths, breathe in all the good things that Jesus is wanting to give you in these moments. Don't try at all to empty your mind. As Christians, we don't have to go anywhere else to meet Jesus. He comes to us in whatever we are experiencing in these hours, in these days, whatever feeling that we have, whatever burden we are carrying. Simply allow whatever is on your mind, whatever rests on your heart, to be there. While these thoughts, these feelings might be a problem for us, they're no problem at all for Jesus. No problem at all for Jesus, who is God with us. Our thoughts, our feelings, our reality is no obstacle to Jesus, who is wanting to work miracles of hope and health and healing in you in these moments. Become aware now of the people for whom you wish to pray, those for whom you are concerned. Be aware of those whose presence in your life is encouraging you and giving you hope, but also be aware of those people that you're finding more difficult. Again, be aware that the circumstances that are a part of your life today are no obstacle for Jesus. The things you are enjoying and the circumstances that are more difficult for you, all of this we allow to be in our minds and on our hearts as we prepare to listen for Jesus speaking to us. Allow your desire to hear Jesus grow. Allow your expectation to expand. Be aware of your need and return to this whenever you hear the bell, becoming more aware again of your desire. The Gospel reading for Wednesday of week 33 in Ordinary Time is Luke chapter 19, verses 11 through 28. While the people were listening, Jesus went on to tell a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and they imagined that the kingdom of God was going to show itself there and then. Accordingly, he said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant country to be appointed king, and afterwards return. He summoned 10 of his servants and gave them 10 pounds. 'Do business with these,' he told them, 'until I get back.' But his compatriots detested him and sent a delegation to follow him with this message: 'We do not want this man to be our king.' Now on his return, having received his appointment as king, he sent for those servants to whom he had given the money to find out what profit each had made. The first came in and said, 'Sir, your 1 pound has brought in 10. "Well done, my good servant," he replied. "Since you have proved yourself faithful in a very small thing, you shall have the government of 10 cities. Then came the second and said, "Sir, your 1 pound has made 5. To this one also he said, "And you shall be in charge of 5 cities. Next came the other and said, "Sir, here is your pound. I put it away safely in a piece of linen because I was afraid of you. For you are an exacting man. You pick up what you have not put down and reap what you have not sown." "You wicked servant," he said, "out of your own mouth I condemn you. So you knew I was an exacting man, picking up what I have not put down and reaping what I have not sown. Then why did you not put my money in the bank? On my return I could have drawn it out with interest." And he said to those standing by, "Take the pound from him and give it to the man who has 10 pounds. And they said to him, "Sir, but he has 10 pound. I tell you, to everyone who has will be given more, but from the one who has not, even what they have will be taken away. But as for my enemies who did not want me for their king, bring them here and execute them in my presence." When he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. Take a moment to savor now the stillness and the silence. Don't try to understand the reading. Simply allow Jesus to speak to you. Invite him to reveal to you what it is that he wants you to hear in the scripture. While the people were listening, Jesus went on to tell a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and they imagined that the kingdom of God was going to show itself there and then. Accordingly, he said, A man of noble birth went to a distant country to be appointed king, and afterwards return. He summoned 10 of his servants and gave them 10 pounds. Do business with these, he told them, until I get back. But his compatriots detested him, and sent a delegation to follow him with this message: we do not want this man to be our king. Now on his return, having received his appointment as king, he sent for those servants to whom he had given the money, to find out what profit each had made. The first came in and said, "Sir, your 1 pound has brought in 10. "Well done, my good servant," he replied. "Since you have proved yourself faithful in a very small thing, you shall have the government of 10 cities. Then came the second and said, "Sir, your 1 pound has made 5. To this one also he said, "And you shall be in charge of 5 cities. Next came the other and said, "Sir, here is your pound. I put it away safely in a piece of linen because I was afraid of you, for you are an exacting man. You pick up what you have not put down and reap what you have not sown." "You wicked servant," he said, "out of your own mouth I condemn you. So you knew I was an exacting man, picking up what I have not put down and reaping what I have not sown. Then why did you not put my money in the bank? On my return I could have drawn it out with interest." And he said to those standing by, "Take the pound from him and give it to the man who has 10 pounds. And they said to him, "Sir, but he has 10 pound. I tell you, to everyone who has will be given more, but from the one who has not, even what they have will be taken away. But as for my enemies who did not want me for their king, bring them here and execute them in my presence." When he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. Now that we have listened to this reading with renewed and open ears, speak to Jesus about what you have heard in this passage. We've heard the reading. We've meditated and pondered the words of Jesus. We have spoken to Jesus about what we have heard and about the reality of our own lives. Now we come to the next phase of our prayer, the contemplation. It's often easy for us to talk about what we speak to Jesus about, if we're expressing this to others. But contemplation can seem like a waste of time, because it's hard to put into words what's happening or not happening. The contemplation is a beautiful gift because we're simply giving Jesus the gift of our time, without an agenda, without trying to understand, not trying to make sense of the reading, just giving of ourselves. In the same way that we might give of our time relaxing together with the one we love, simply a gesture of love. And so we give the responsibility for the usefulness, the productivity of this time completely to Jesus, knowing that we may not know what he says or does. Become aware of what sense you have of Jesus with you, listening to you, speaking to you. This prayer of contemplation is not our work, it is the work of Jesus. We simply gift the time, staying with our desire to hear his voice. This final phase of our Lectio Divina prayer is often known as the action stage. After our listening, our meditation, our contemplation, we might think, now what can I do? But perhaps it's better, again, to remain in stillness and silence, asking Jesus directly, Jesus, what are you inviting me to do? How are you calling me to change the way I think? How are you calling me to change my behavior as a result of this time of prayer? As this time of prayer draws to a close, let's not worry too much about what has happened or not happened in this time. The simple fact is that we gave this time as a gift to Jesus. Often when we think that nothing has happened, they're the very times when at a deeper level, much deeper than our consciousness, Jesus has been working in us and through us. And so we conclude this time with confident prayer. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.